Hey folks, welcome to Roots and Branches and Beyond. My name's Ivan Emke with you for the next 60 minutes. And if you maybe thought that you've wandered into some sort of a nightclub in Berlin, you're not entirely wrong, but it's in Glasgow, actually. Anyway, I usually play music from here and there, and today we are going to play some music that's relatively new to this world. And this is Barry Reid out of Scotland. I'll tell you a bit more about him in a moment. But he certainly blends sort of that traditional sound along with a lot of background ethereal music from the remote region of Scotland that he lives in, as well as electronica. So I hope you enjoy the journey. Today, this is show number 230. Thanks for joining me. I'll be back in just a moment. This is something called If Six Was 12. Barry Reid from a new release that's called Breathing Space. He's a musician, a producer, recording engineer, certainly knows his way around studios, but this is really his first solo release. A couple of years back, he just set up his new studio in his home at Muir of Ord. It's in the Highlands, and the lockdown happened, and so he pivoted, and he became the first client for his new studio. And you might know Barry from some of the bands he's been in, Treacherous Orchestra. Oh, that is a great band. And Croft No. 5, and so the albums he's produced albums for Shugel and Ifty and Dive and Talisk and so on. He's always had a foot in traditional music, one in funk and maybe another one in electronics if we had three. He collected sounds on his walks in the woods during the pandemic in the foothills, the Highlands, and he reworked them as ambience as well as percussive elements. And then he sort of layered some tunes on top of that. He plays guitar, synthesizers, drums, harmonium, keyboards, and programming and so on. He was assisted by several musical friends on fiddle and flute and whistle. So there's some ambient sounds, kind of get a feel of the piece, and then the melodic lines are added in, rather intricate. And it's supposed to be sort of remind you, and as I listen to it with headphones on and sort of focused on it, it sort of reminds you of being in any kind of an expanse, whether it be in Newfoundland, Labrador, or Iceland, or in Scotland, or whatever. The tunes sort of waft in through nature. Anyway, I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself here. So that was If Six Was 12. We'll hear another track from him at the end of the show. This is Roots and Branches and Beyond, show number 230. This is music that's relatively new to this world. Next up, we have a band called Northern Light. They're a quartet out of Europe, Germany, to be more precise. Three of them are from Europe, and one grew up in Texas but moved across the pond. And they do Celtic and Scandinavian material, accordion, bouzouki, flute, bagpipes, whistle, fiddle, vocals, and so on. And I first heard of them, they were at a festival in Scotland, so there's sort of a connection with the first track. This is a CD, it's really their first full-length CD, it's called Stolen Berries. And it's their favorite tunes, their stolen berries, that they've collected on their travels and their tours and so on. It kind of roams through the traditions of European folk music and combines them to something that is particularly theirs. And so this is, sort of an Irish poem set to a Danish melody and things like that. Two tracks I'll play. One is Plowman Lads, and the next one, the Forget-Me-Not set, a set of tunes that they love, that they collected on their travels. This is Northern Light from Germany.
Down yonder glen, there's a plowman lad. Some summer day, he'll be on my own, singing laddie, I and sing laddie, oh. Plowman lads are all good. I love his face, I love his skin. Singing laddie, I and sing laddie, oh. Plowman lads are all the good. Down yonder glen, could have gotten a man, but all his dust would have made us choke. Singing laddie, I and sing laddie, oh. Plowman lads are all the good. Could have gotten a merchant, but all his goods were not worth the crew. Singing laddie, I and sing laddie, oh. Plowman lads are on the go. Thank you.
dandy set of tunes there from a band called Northern Light, and they're out of Germany, and they play in Europe and throughout North America as well. That was the Forget Me Not set. Three tunes were called Forget Me Not, The Flooded Road to Glen Ties, and Bonkers in Yonkers. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and this is show number 230, some new music. You could be listening on the Voice of Bombay, CHBB 95.9 FM in Norris Point, or 98.1 in Rocky Harbour, possibly Mun Radio, CHMR 93.5 in St. John's, or maybe Caper Radio, CJBU, which is in Sydney, Cape Breton, 107.3 FM. However you got here, I'm glad you joined me. Next up we have Mike Stevens, and I've played him before in various combinations. He traveled for a while with, he recorded with Raymond McLean, records with Matt Anderson, but this is a solo CD he just came out with probably a month or so ago, a little bit more, and it's doing very well. He's an award-winning musician, he's a composer, he's an author, he lives in Sarnia, Ontario, is the founder of Arts Can Circle, which is this nonprofit organization that builds relationships with northern communities across Canada and Alaska using the arts and the harmonica as a tool for self-expression and joy. And he connects creative artists with Indigenous youth and so on. He's done some work in Labrador, for example. He is an amazing harmonica player. There's no other way to put it. A sublime, I don't know, there's great adjectives you could use. He wrote a book called Bluegrass Harmonica, because he's best known probably in the bluegrass circles, really, as a harmonica player. And it's been distributed worldwide. It's instruction about his style of harmonica playing. And he's really created a space for the harmonica in bluegrass. He's performed on the Grand Ole Opry stage like 300 times. Like, that's crazy, isn't it? That's amazing. He's best known, as backing up people. He backed up Jim and Jesse, a great bluegrass band, for close to 15 years and so on, a feature performer with them. And anyway, the CD is called Breathe In the World, Breathe Out Music. That's what he does. He breathes in, and then through the harmonica, he's breathing it out. And we'll hear two tracks from that called Like a Little Bird and Ida Red. This is wonderful new music from Mike Stevens. Thank you.
Well, Ida Red lives in town, weighs 304.
The harmonica disappearing into a campfire there. That was Mike Stevens from his recent release, which is called Breathe In The World, Breathe Out Music. Wonderful release series. That's great. Folks helping him out there. He was doing the singing on that one. And before that, we heard Like a Little Bird. And he's got people like, Kevin Brett on electric guitar. And a bunch of them are mixed by Scott Merritt, a wonderful musician in his own right. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and this is a show of new music largely. You could be listening on CILU 102.7 FM in Thunder Bay, Ontario, or possibly Cape May Radio to WCFA 101.5 in Cape May, New Jersey, however you got here. I'm glad you joined me. Well, we go from that to the UK. This is Kate Rusby. She's an English folk singer-songwriter from Barnsley in the West Riding of Yorkshire in England. She's been called the Barnsley Nightingale. And also things like a superstar of the British acoustic scene or the first lady of young folkies. And she's one of the best known contemporary English folk singers. Early on, she joined as a lead vocalist the all-female Celtic folk band The Pusies. Some of you might remember them. Rusby was also a member of the folk group Equation. And in 1997, with the help of her family, she released her first solo album called Hourglass. And since then, she's gone to receive a great deal of acclaim in her home country and abroad, and her family continues to help her in all aspects of her professional career. She's got a couple of kids. She's married to Irish musician Damien O'Kane, who backs her up sometimes. And she loves being a folk singer, but she has great crossover appeal as well. And her vocals never fail to sort of connect to the emotional heart of a song. and of an audience, I suppose. This is from her 15th album. It's called 30, colon, Happy Return. So this is her 30th anniversary of being a professional musician, I guess. And Happy Returns means she goes back to some of her own catalog and kind of re-records them, does them with different people sometimes. And this is where she is now with this material. And it's a wonderful, not just, it's a kind of retrospective, but a prospective too. I don't know. It's looking forward, backward, and where we are right now. She's also got 5 great Christmas albums. If you're tired of schlumaltzy Christmas music, just look up some of hers, and they're wonderful things. So we hear 2 tracks. We Will Sing, and that's along with Ladysmith Black Mambazo. And also Only Desire What You Have, which is really wise advice. And that's with Dan Tominski. This is Kate Rusby.
Sofabelela,
Great music there. New music from Kate Rusby and a number of friends. Recent release there is called Happy Returns. It's celebrating her 30th year of being in the professional music industry. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. And we are doing some music, new music today, just for fun and excitement. Sort of relatively new music to this world anyways. You know, every once in a while you pop up your head and you see what's going on in the world around you. Next up we have Tim Eady, E-D-E-Y. And if you've been on the internet in the last 2.5 years during the pandemic and looking for musical artists, especially from Northern England or Scotland, you must have come across him because he's been incredibly active doing, you know, regular Sunday night concerts, all kinds of stuff. And he's pretty lively. He loves to play, loves to perform. And so, of course, the pandemic is difficult for him. He's a multi-instrumentalist and composer. Grew up in Broadstairs in Kent. He's now based in Scotland in Perthshire. He's won a bunch of Musician of the Year awards. He's been described as an instrumental genius, and which he is. As well as singing, he plays guitars and melodeon and piano and tin whistle. And so on. He's toured with people like the Chieftains on a couple of their tours. He was a member of Lunasa for a while. He's recorded with folks like Christy Moore and Sharon Shannon, Ross Ainsley and Natalie McMaster, who thinks that he's the best guitarist in the world, by the way, I saw. Donal Leahy, Alton, Caper Cayley, Brendan Power, Michael McGoldrick, Seamus Begley, Dougie McLean, Kevin Burke, and it goes on and on. He's recorded with lots of folks and a real trooper during COVID. This is one of the CDs he did during COVID, one of the CDs, in his studio, and it's called I Got Rhythm. And he'll play a couple of tracks from that. Fields of Gold, which is a great sting piece there. And these are instrumental pieces. And then I Got Rhythm, the title track. So some great music here from Perthshire, from his studio. This is Tim Eady. Thank you. Showing his rhythm side, that's Tim Eadie there with I Got Rhythm. Before that, we heard Fields of Gold, a very lush arrangement of that track. That's from his CD called I Got Rhythm. And we're listening to new music today here on Roots and Branches and Beyond. You could be listening at Bay of Islands Radio, CKVB 100.1 FM in Cornerbrook, Newfoundland, or possibly you could be listening on Radio Belle Island, CJBI 93.9 FM in Belle Island, or maybe Fanshawe's 106.9, the X, CIXX, in London, Ontario. However you got here, I'm glad you joined me. Well, next up, we have the Aerialists, and they're largely a three-piece, although they've played as a quartet and a quintet as well. They mix new sounds with their appreciation for folk traditions, strong bent toward Nordic sounds, as well as Celtic material. Neo-folk, I've heard them talked about, but sometimes they've referred to themselves as prog trad. Fair enough, but traditional music always gets in trouble and it stagnates when it doesn't move along and evolve. They do harp, fiddles, guitars, and more. They're quite innovative and diverse in style, and they work very hard on their arrangements. They won a Juno Award and a CFMA for their album Group and Maneuver back in 2017, I believe it was. They've toured in the UK and Europe, throughout Canada. They formed back in 2014 when the three longtime collaborators got together at the Berklee College of Music in Boston. This became a project together. Adam Iredale Gray, who was from Victoria originally, steeped in Irish fiddle, alt folk, with a band called Fish and Bird at the time, or shortly after. Elise Boer, who's from Vancouver, some Irish, Norwegian, jazz, and back. There's a lot of Scandinavian material. Spends time there. And harpist Marie Chambul, who's from the Isle of Skye and played with Daryl Anger and the Furies, I believe, for a while. This is a CD that was supposed to be released, their latest CD, it's called Dear Sienna, supposed to be released in early 2020, but then COVID happened. And they didn't get released, and they didn't get released, and so on. And actually, I was fortunate to be at the release party that they had, a concert, basically. And I think it was April, late April of this year, finally, 2022. And it was odd, because they were playing songs that they've been working on for their next album. Well, it's not something you do at a release party. Like, okay, there's this CD that is, you know, we're celebrating for a release, but we've got another one in the wings. Anyway, great material. They did a great session along with North Atlantic Drift were there as well. And the two bands are both three-piece bands. They play together at a weekly, or they had been playing together, sort of leading a weekly session on the Danforth in Toronto. And quite an amazing kind of chemistry that exists among all of those musicians. Two tracks we'll listen to. First one is in Gaelic, and my Gaelic is non-existent, but it's track two on the CD. There you go. getting out of that. The second one is a set of jigs. I can't pronounce those, at least the first one, The Rock on the Clyde. And there's a traditional Irish jig, which is Peyton O'Rafferty, maybe something O'Rafferty. And we'll listen to those two. This is a band called The Aerialists. They're out of sort of Toronto region right now, although they have roots elsewhere. From their CD, Dear Sienna.
شاهين يا رب
Some tunes there from the Aerialists. I've been playing. That's from their CD called Dear Sienna. And that's something that was just released. Well, it came, you know, they had it finished a couple of years ago, but because of the pandemic was just released recently. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. Time for a couple more tracks. This is a band called Wolf and Clover, a six-piece, call themselves an Irish-ish band, which certainly fits that this release. It's called 12 Month and a Day. The band began as a side project. They're a group of musicians from the School of Music at Columbus State University in Columbus, Georgia. And they love to do arrangements in a variety of instruments that they have. This is their second release. They dive into old archives, but they come up for air, sometimes slightly different place than they began. But they don't fool too much with the traditions. Well, that's my phone. I better go get that in a minute. But this is Wolf and Clover with an Animal Set. Talk to you in a moment.
Thank you.
set of tunes there from a band called Wolf and Clover. That was called The Animal Set, Crested Hens, Emmett's Hedgehog, and Gathering Sheep. I'm sorry for taking that. You know, it's so unprofessional to take a phone call when you're doing a radio show. Isn't it? It's so much like community radio, isn't it? But, you know, when there's chance that maybe that important call is going to come, but you still have to do the show. There you go. You just, anyway, what can I say? A little bit more here from Barry Reed that we started with. This is from his recent release, Breathing Space. Thanks for joining me today. This has been music that's sort of relatively new to this world. And I think I might next week do another show of music that's relatively new to this world. And I'll try to keep my phone on vibrate. Let's like make commitments to each other. If I do that, will you be good to each other? Will you be kind to each other? Treat each other nicely? Okay, fair enough. I think it's a deal. Thanks for joining me. Do take care. Happy trails. This is something called shifting bass line. Just sort of watch what happens to the bass lines here.